Family Dentistry on the corner of 20th and Sunset in Farmington for sponsoring this hour of the morning show on Vertical Radio.
8:33 in the morning with Emmett and Leah with you on the morning show. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
327-435-7888-889-5664. Talking about awkward moments today. All right. What is it? What is your awkward story?
So this Sunday at church, you know, you're standing up and you're singing and you're into the song. I don't remember the name of the song, but it's that spot where, like, the piano's playing. It's kind of like the lull where everyone's just kind of just enjoying the music.
Yeah.
And then you think it's where you're supposed to come in and blow out the word. And then you stop halfway through and realize that it's not the part where you're supposed to be singing.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know what? I think Leah and I have plenty of onstage awkward moments that we can just tell everybody.
I had one from last week, too.
That definitely an awkward moment, singing where you're not supposed to sing.
Yeah, my wife had to nudge me. Hey, stop.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now let me ask you, is it awkward to eat off the floor?
Depends where you're located at. Like off the restaurant floor, probably not.
Yeah, you know, you drop your snack, you bend over, you pick it up, blow off the dust, and hopefully any germs. And then you just said 5-second rule, right?
Yeah.
You know, so in the news recently, scientists have discovered that the 5-second rule is actually legit.
That's what I heard.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Researchers at Clemson University, Ashton University in Birmingham, England, now suggest that the 5-second rule is true. That would be awkward.
It sounds like they're bored over there in Ashton, England.
Well, there's a 2007 study from Clemson University in South Carolina argues there is no safe window for drop food. They have a 0-second rule. Unless it's a New York street or something like that.
My gosh. Yeah.
But they did both. They both investigated it. It's all about the bacteria.
That's very true. You know, and when your food hits the floor, the little germs are like, let's get it. And then the king germ is like, no, let's wait 5 seconds.
Yeah. Well, they tested three different floor surfaces, tile, laminate or wood, and carpet. And they used bacteria. I don't even really want to say. One was staph, and one was like Escherichia coli or something. Probably safe. And they tested only bologna and bread. But the Ashton study did a variety of foods, including candy. So is the 5-second rule true? Do you do 5 seconds?
Yes.
Really?
You know, when you say 5 seconds, it makes it okay. It's socially acceptable if you say 5 seconds and then you grab it.
It's awkward.
No, it's not. It's socially acceptable. Now, if it's like 10 seconds or 15 seconds, it's not. Not acceptable any longer.
Now, who is more likely to eat off the floor? Your children or adults? Children or adults?
I think I'd say adults in my house.
If I'm eating steak, I think it depends on what you're eating.
True.
If I'm eating steak and I drop a piece of steak on the floor, I'm going after it. I'm telling you right now.
It reminds me of the movie Date Night, and the guy knocks her food out of her that she just took from the restaurant, and she's like, now I'm going to have to eat that risotto off the floor.
Oh, my goodness. And then I guess if you're a kid and you're eating a piece of candy and it hits the floor, you're going after it.
That's true.
But if it's a piece of broccoli.
Oh, you threw it on there.
Oops.
You threw it on the floor.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I dropped it.
I'm surprised my kids haven't thought of that yet.
Yeah. I think it all depends on what it is. 5-second rule. I don't know. 327-435-7888-889-5664. Tell us what your awkward moment is. We got time for maybe a couple more music coming up. Viridia, we're loving this band.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming your way. We are the Brave on Vertical Radio.
Vertical Radio.
Deep Space Network right here on the morning show on Vertical Radio. Emmett and Leah with you here today on the hump day, Wednesday.
Asking the question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why? Why? Tell me why. Say that again.
The chicken was trying to catch the rooster.
The chicken was chasing the rooster.
Yes, yeah. That's why he crossed the road.
Oh. I thought that was the other way around. I thought the rooster chased the chicken.
So the chicken crossed the road to get away from the rooster.
The chicken has to chase the rooster.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 327-435-7888-889-566 for Poultry Day, National Poultry Day. And we're asking the age-old question, why did the chicken cross the road? And you know what? Nobody's given us really the right answer. Have they?
No. Or have they?
Or have they?
Or have they? They were grasping at straws, Emmett.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Why did the chicken cross the road? So do you want to answer the question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get on the other side.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got the answer right, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. That's the answer to the question.
Awesome. Okay. Just thought I'd tell you the right answer.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There it is.
There it is.
That's why the chicken crossed the road.
Very philosophical.
I don't know why it was so hard.
Age-old question.
Music from Seventh Day Slumber coming your way right now. It's Phil Wickham, the morning show on Vertical Radio.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness?
Vertical Radio, that's Oceans from United. Right here on the morning.
Beautiful song.
Love that song. 7:45 in the morning now. Emmett and Leah with you here. And today is Wolfman Jack Imitator's Day, and on his birthday today.
And see, I don't really know how to respond to all this Wolfman Jack stuff, just because it's not my generational thing. So I'm just gonna be quiet, just so you know.
Really?
I'm just gonna listen.
Just gonna listen.
I'm gonna listen to your conversation with Wolfman.
Well, we got Wolfman on the line now. We got him connected, and let's go to the phone line. Let's see. Let me make sure he's there. Hold on. All right, hey, Wolfman. Are you there, Wolfman?
Hey, baby. This is Wolfman the Buggy Man.
Yeah!
Live.
Yeah! Well, the Wolfman Jack with us here live on Vertical Radio.
Yeah, right, baby. Right on.
Hey, Wolfman, so you're retired from radio now, pretty much. And so what have you been doing lately?
Oh, baby, the voice been getting a break. Been living the heaven, dumping the highlights, baby, right on. Just enjoying my life, listening to all the beautiful music down there, baby, yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Well, Wolfman, you know, today is Wolfman Jack Imitators, and there's a lot of people who want to sound like you today.
Hey, you know, baby, I lived a high life when I was in the music business. Yeah, I'm glad you're carrying it on right now, baby, because I miss all you folks down there. You know what I mean? The place, once you move on, it's a beautiful place. On, baby, right on.
All right, do you got halo and wings, or are you okay with that, halo and wings?
I'm flying high, baby.
Hey, so now that you're not in radio anymore, Wolfman, so what do you do now? What do you listen to? What radio station do you listen to?
Oh, baby, I can't even tell you. Just right on, you ought to know. Vertical, baby.
Oh, yeah!
Right up to the heavens, baby. It's all vertical.
I didn't know that our signal reached that far. Do you get it on the internet up there?
Oh, we don't need to worry about the internet, baby. We know all. We can see everything, and we enjoy the life that people are living, baby, right? Especially at Vertical Radio.
Hey, there's one last thing you want to say to the listeners here before we go.
Hey, baby, this is Wolfman Jack. Tune in to Vertical Radio each and every day with Emmett Lee in the morning, baby.
All right, Wolfman, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, be cool.
Hey, yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. The Wolfman.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to tell people who that was, but
no,
you would be
not.
Shocked.
No, we're
you,
not.
The listener, would be shocked if you knew who that
right.
was.
Right. 7:47.
Here's music from the digital age right here on The Morning Show.